pretty lazy. I'm going to stick to walking like heck.
I'm sorry?
Not running like hell. I just can't. I'm
too, I got you.
Too tired.
You're too lazy for that.
Too lazy, too tired.
You were better in Hawaii.
Yeah,
You're still on Hawaiian time.
I am still on island time.
Still on island time, bro.
Right. Damn straight, man.
Do you feel better?
I do. I feel different. I feel like 8 years younger or something.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I mean, just sitting on the beach that 1 week.
See, that's what I think. So we should work a week.
Yes.
Sit on the beach a week.
Yes.
Work a week.
Yes.
Sit on the beach a week.
Yes.
I think that makes
sense. Lots of vacation and fries.
Today's show, we're going to talk about Fat Bear Week.
It's Fat Bear Week?
It's that week again where they name their fattest bear.
Oh.
And there's a crazy upset in the world of fat bears. And there's also some online...
You're the worst. You're the worst.
No, yes, but also perhaps some online cheating going on.
Oh, man, everybody's got to cheat these days.
In the world of fat bears.
Stuff weights into fish and cheese. Come on, people.
One American dollar on the show today?
Yeah. Is it you or me playing?
I believe you're asking the question.
Okay, yeah, I've got a what seems like a pretty easy way for you to win a dollar. I know, but it's frustrating, man.
The easier they are, the worse it is when you lose.
Yeah.
Give me five at 5 o'clock. We play five songs in a row with a theme, and the theme is talk.
The word talk appears in the title. What do you got?
We have tickets for the LA Kings.
Yeah, man.
And later this hour, before 4 o'clock, you get a shot at the KLOS $100,000 name game.
And that right now is worth $6,400. Nobody is winning it. We need to make that happen today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. You know, Rob Zombie making horror movies totally made sense. That didn't surprise me at all.
Of course.
I remember when the Foo Fighters are going to do Studio 666. I'm like, that's odd.
That is a strange choice. Yeah.
Bizarre.
Although they've done everything.
That's true. And very well.
Yeah, agree.
Some of the best videos ever. Studio 666 now available on Stars. So if you have Stars with a Z, you can now watch their little film.
All right. It's, I don't know if you were aware, but it's Fat Bear Week.
Oh, my God. Is it? Yeah. No. I should have poured my Fat Bear shirt today.
We brought this up last year.
I don't really remember at all.
We did. Yeah. We announced the fattest bear in Alaska or wherever it is.
Oh, okay.
Neat. Yeah. Alaska's Katmai National Park and Preserve.
Sure. One of my favorites. Actually, I did spend a little time in Denali Park. I camped there back in the 80s. It was beautiful.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A lot of bear warnings and everything, but they didn't say anything about fat bears.
It is funny that they have a fat bear contest, though, because they do have cameras on the rivers where the bears hunt so that you can watch.
Look at that fat bear.
And it's so great.
Bear shaming. That's horrifying.
It's not. They don't know.
I guess that's true.
They don't know. This year there was a voting scandal.
What?
Yes, there was.
Oh, my God. What is going on? Can anything be pure anymore?
They only give them numbers, which is nonsense.
What do you mean numbers?
747 won, beat 901.
They
give them numbers.
Sort of like the, what is it, the cougar or whatever that wanders around Griffith Park? They're just like, yeah, he's number 202.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, they just
give call him Chuck.
Right. Give him something.
Chuck the fat bear.
Right.
Look at that fat ass.
Chuck the Fat bear,
gosh
right.
darn bear.
Right. We call this one 747 heavy. That's terminology.
As heavy
isn't
as a
it?
Plane, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
So he won. He got the.
Right on 747.
He got the most votes.
He steal a bunch of beer to get to that level.
Triumphing over his worthy challenger, 901.
Oh, 901. Yeah, man. 901's a champ. I don't know what any of that means.
Few bears ever reach 747's girth.
How much does he weigh? How do they tell?
He weighs 1,400 pounds.
Get the hell out of here.
Nope.
A few more pounds, he'll weigh as much as me.
It says he's been working hard at fattening up.
How do they do that?
He fished at the park's Brooks Falls nearly every day from late June to mid-September.
Right on, 747.
747 really left it all out on the floor.
This is your bear speaking. I'll be eating all the fish today. You'll be catching none. Thank you.
This all might have been a little bit different if officials hadn't detected some vote tampering.
Yeah, oh, come on.
This is real.
Was this in Georgia?
No, it was not. It was in Alaska.
I see.
And officials got suspicious when 747's semifinal opponent, 435 Holly.
Okay. Why does she get a name?
Roared back from trailing by 6,000 votes.
6,000?
Yes, and they found 9,000 spam votes.
Who has that kind of time on their hands?
So there was actual.
And who cares?
There was actual vote tampering for the fattest bear in the world.
There must have been some bets, and they're like, "I'm winning this bet, man. I'm getting my 50 bucks.
Oh, I'm going to put my money on that one, and no one's going to see it coming."
I'll do it 9,000 times. That'll teach them.
I don't know why they don't give them names. I think they should give them names.
Yeah, let's start naming them.
Like tank truck or Titanic, you know, something.
Titanic.
Something that gives you the feeling that they actually exist as a bear.
Fat Bastard.
Fat Bastard would
the
be
bear.
Great.
Fat Bastard the bear.
That'd be great.
I would vote for him 9,000 times. For
right.
Sure.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
My grandfather used to listen to this particular game show we're about to play, One American Dollar, on the radio back in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
And it was terribly exciting back then. I think we've brought it to a whole new level here in 2022.
What did I do with the theme that we had last time?
Oh, did we have a theme?
Yeah, remember?
No, I don't.
Raul sent it in.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We had a theme.
Raul, just wish it to us. Put it in your brain.
I need a dollar.
Need a dollar.
That's what I need.
I think this is just as good as that.
What is...
So it's one American dollar.
Mm-hmm.
You get a dollar if you can tell me. We're going to talk about the longest running television game shows in history. So going back to the 1950s.
Game shows are not my thing.
Oh, really?
No.
Hmm. Huh.
Longest running.
Yeah. Longest running.
TV game shows.
And, you know, I have a top 10 here, but I got to tell you, and I'll just give you one right out the gate. One of them is in Spanish.
Okay.
It's the longest running.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, it's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really good. Actually, it's pretty crazy. It's called Numbers and Letters. Listen to this. It puts contestants' knowledge of both subjects to the test. The show consists of multiple rounds that involve various challenges in mathematics and spelling.
What?
It's run for 54 years.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
It is. But we don't have to. You've never heard of Numbers and Letters.
Top 9. How many do I need to get?
You need to get 4. I'll give you 7 guesses.
4, 7 guesses.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's a little harder as usual than you would kind of think.
All right. I'm going to guess Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Thank you.
That has been on for 52 years. It's number 3.
Number 3?
Yeah.
I thought that was number 1 by far. Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
Thank you.
Is number 4. It's been on for 46 years. Can you believe that?
Wow.
46 years of I'll buy a vowel.
The KLOS $100,000 name game. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. What's the one where they used to give each other clues and they would have to like talk around it, but they couldn't.
I'm not going to tell you whether it's on the list or not, but I'll tell you this: that I just mentioned that show yesterday.
They used to
literally
one
here
of them
on the
sits
air
on the other side
yesterday,
and you can't use that word, but you can give them clue. Password.
Password is
yes.
Right. 23 years that was on. It's no longer on. That was one of my favorite shows because What's-His-Face would constantly give the word.
Yes.
The secret word is, the host will say it in a moment.
I do love it.
I'm surprised we haven't with the $100,000.
All right, so I got 3.
Yeah, you just
got
to get one more.
All right.
I'm going to lose a dollar. This is the first time you win, if it is?
No, I won once before.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did, yeah. This will be my second win.
And I paid you your dollar, that's right.
So we're talking about top TV game shows, longest running TV game shows.
Yeah. You haven't hit number 1 yet.
I haven't hit number 1.
The longest running.
Longer than 53
time.
Years?
Yeah.
Can
you believe it? Yeah.
The Dating Game.
The Dating Game. I mean, that was a really bad guess.
Bad guess.
Bad dates.
Password. What's the one where they play tic-tac-toe and they have celebrities that sit in the square, celebrity squares? Celebrity. Hollywood Squares.
My wife guessed that one too. She was pretty sure that was it. Paul Lynde was great on that show.
Yes,
I thought
that was
for a long time. Not in the top 10. Not in the top 10.
Shoot.
I mean, this is one where you can't really, for the most part, think recent or modern shows because they've been on for so many years.
Right.
But
well, that's
I'll
what I was trying to think
of
Hollywood Squares was.
One of them's a fairly modern concept kind of show.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I shouldn't have said anything. You, my little friend,
yes!
have actually won yourself
$1 American.
Why did I give you a clue? I need my dollar. My kids are hungry. I've got bills to pay, but now I'm a buck short. Congratulations, dude.
That show is not Not to argue with my success. But that show was like not continuous.
Take that back.
Was it?
I don't know, but it was like four different hosts. 22 years it was
no
on.
No kidding.
All together.
Wow.
Yeah, these are not consecutive years. Number 10. That was number 10. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? 22 okay. years. Password was on for 23. What's My Line?
What's My Line? I forgot about that
one. That
one
was
to
on.
Tell the truth.
It was number 24. No
not
truth
under.
Or consequences either.
Oh, okay.
The various pyramids, and that's one I thought you were going for, you know, where they are like I'm facing you, but the board up there
yes.
behind me has the answers. It was the 25.
I think
25.
That's what I was picturing in my mind because he,
I think
I'm
so
giving
too.
You clues.
I started realizing
I
that
think
I'm like
what
giving
I was going
you a password
for,
instead.
And I didn't get it.
$25,000 pyramid from 73 to 88. It was the $10,000 pyramid. Ultimately, it was the $100,000 pyramid.
Okay.
Here's one you didn't think of. You're going to kick yourself. Mm-hmm. Monty Hall would like to.
Let's make a deal.
35 years that show
of
was on.
Of course, and he had that skinny little microphone.
Yep. The one I remember coming on the air, and I was actually pretty excited about it because he came from Match Game, Family Feud. You know, Richard Dawson went from Match Game, which was my favorite show, over to Family Feud. I remember that one coming on the air. That's been on for 38 years, and that's number 5. Wheel of Fortune is 46. Jeopardy, which you said was number 3 at 52 years. That Spanish show, Numbers and Letters, 54 years. And the number 1 you didn't get.
I didn't.
The Price is Right. It has been on the air
longer. That's Bob
Barker.
That's the one that we were just saying. The Price is Right.
You never said The Price is. You never said it.
Oh.
It's been on longer than I've been alive. Isn't
what?
That crazy?
How long has The Price is Right been on?
58 years. So
wow.
Just by a hair.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah. What?
95.5 KLOS of California's Rock Station.
I like that station. That's a good station.
There are cars which will only do the speed limit.
Why would you buy such a piece
There's
of garbage?
There's a car that will
screw
go,
that.
If the speed limit is 65, the car will automatically sense it.
Oh my God, no, the
and
man.
You will not be able to go 66.
This is why I hated running U-Hauls back in the day, because they had those governors on them. And I'm like, that was back when the freeway speed was 55.
Right.
It would take forever. Town to town, up and down the dial. I mean, it was insane. I hated it. I would not buy such a car.
Listen to this, and then we're going to take your thoughts at 818-955-KLOS.
In this electric car, a lead foot can only get you so far. It's equipped with intelligent speed assistance.
No, that's not intelligent speed assistance.
It is.
That's the, being annoying.
That's quite a positive spin.
That means the car knows the speed limit here is 20 miles per hour, and it won't let you go above it.
When was the last time you went the speed limit anywhere, dude?
I mean, really, when you're on side streets, if it's 35, usually you're going 45, 40.
Yeah.
About that.
I don't go way over.
Right. You go 60, you're an idiot.
You can't go 35. That's a speed suggestion.
That's my thought.
So I'm pressing the pedal, but you see, actually, the number's going down.
Driving me is New York City Deputy Mayor Mira Joshi. This city is the first in the U.S. to try speed limiter technology in 50 of its fleet vehicles.
Oh, my God, I hate everything.
You go straight to hell.
I can't stand it.
We need to be at the forefront. There's no reason today, with so much technology and so much awareness, that anybody should die at the hands of an automobile.
Oh, what die? Just get there 5 minutes
Listen,
faster.
What they're talking about is a devastating statistic, which is that
yes,
so far this
sure.
year, 20,000 people have died in car accidents.
Because they were all speeding?
I would suggest that every head-on, if it was going 75 or 55, is irrelevant.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes. And let's factor in drugs and all of that, or, you know, if they're drunk and whatever, and all the other stupid things. And
let's go on.
Come on.
Federal data shows more than 20,000 deaths on our roads in the first half of this year. It is one reason why, in its latest safety recommendation, the National Transportation Safety Board is calling on the federal government to start incentivizing car makers to put speed limiter systems in new cars.
All right, so stop it there. So, because this city is all cars, Los Angeles
yep.
is a car city.
Yes.
You...
Nobody walks in L.A.
You don't have a choice.
No.
You really don't have a choice.
You have to, yeah.
So they're saying that
generally.
This is the future and it's going to happen. Here's how it works.
New York's speed limiter program works through something called telematics. Stored data on local speed limits is cross-referenced with a car's GPS position. Software in New York's cars gives the driver an alarm or simply just cuts off the accelerator when you reach the speed limit.
You and I were just talking about getting around stuff.
So when you step on it, it literally is non-responsive.
Right. In fact, she was saying that it going a little bit slower.
Because she was going a little faster than the speed limit was at that moment.
Gotcha.
So then it was slowing down to the speed limit.
But now, you and I like to break the things. I'm thinking, all right, if it's going by the GPS in your car,
right,
you got it on your phone, you don't need it in your car. Hey, mechanic, let me slide you $100 to disconnect the GPS.
Oh, we're going to get around it. There's no question about
that.
We're going to get around it.
Screw you, big brother.
But
yeah,
the biggest concern that I have would be, what if you need to go faster? What if you're in an on-ramp?
Emergency.
Or it's emergency and you need to step on it to get wherever you need to go.
What if there's a big flag in Raiders of the Lost Ark, the big ball coming behind him in the beginning of the movie?
Right,
what
that's
if
a movie.
Something's flying at you like that?
I don't know how to answer that.
I have that a lot.
Although, they do have an answer for you.
They do?
Yes, listen.
This system does have an override. If you press this button, you can accelerate beyond the speed limit for 15 seconds in case you need to merge or speed up to meet the flow of traffic.
All right.
Nope, 15 seconds not long enough. But, I mean, at least they're
That's
thinking
something.
Of it. It's something.
It's something. Yeah. So if you're getting on a freeway and you have to speed up quickly, that's enough.
Yeah.
But you got to push a button and then step on.
Right.
Right.
I mean, it's hard enough to just say, well, you're not paying attention. That's even more dangerous.
All right. Thoughts. 818-955-KLOS.
My first thought is at least by the time it's probably in mass production, I'll be so old I won't want to be driving anyway.
You shouldn't
so I
be,
won't really
probably
shouldn't be
driving,
driving
right now. The next thing we don't really have time for is just a guy saying it is the future and we will all be using it.
We'll all be getting around it somehow.
So thoughts. 818-955-KLOS. Right now we're talking about cars that will not go faster than the speed limit. And on Twitter, Lord Giron, I believe is his name. Isn't that just a Prius? KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
He's going for the gold. Oh, he didn't get the gold.
What are you calling about? Are you calling about the driving cars that won't let you go over the speed limit?
Yeah, but, you know, with all the new technology they're coming out with, they should put in cars, you know, this technology where, you know, police cars are chasing them. They can just get their license plate on the computer. They shut that car down automatically before they kill someone.
I don't really have a problem with that.
Wow, interesting.
When you hack it, then you could be turning people's cars off on the freeway, which would be fun. But that's a good idea, dude. I think that's a very good idea.
Yeah, only cops could do that, you know, if you're chasing someone.
Well, I might find a way, but
there's ways to hack it. But thank you for calling.
Hey, that guy cut me off. I'm going to turn his car off. Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Cars that won't go faster than the speed limit.
What do you think about that?
I think it's moronic. I think it's just, I mean, just, this is a typical example of the few trying to understand the many, and they have absolutely no concept of reality. Not one shred of reality.
I mean, that's also our complaint is the reality of the situation is you do need to go faster than the speed limit sometimes.
From time to time, yeah. And besides, just mind your own damn business.
Yeah, if you're on the freeway, you go with the speed of traffic.
Yep.
You do not go 55 miles an hour.
Right, yes.
Yeah, this is coming out of New York, too. They don't know, they don't understand, man, what it's like to be out here on the West
Coast. That's true.
At all.
They don't.
Yeah. Dude, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Cars that won't go faster than the speed limit. That song is choice.
Indeed. I agree.
I haven't heard the word choice used
in
a long
time.
We're not asking you to call right now, but in a few minutes, the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Yeah, and it is up a long ways. If you can get $6,600, then be ready to play in a little while. Not right now.
Right now, what are your thoughts on cars that won't go faster than the speed limit?
I think it sucks.
Why?
I think that we should be able to have the ability to do what we want in our own cars.
America! I agree!
I agree.
Yes!
I agree with you.
If I want to go 150 into a wall, I'm going to go 150 into a wall!
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess...
If that's your choice.
That's right!
Listen, I'm trying to encourage him to do that as well.
He really has been, actually. Well, I think that's why I even thought of it.
Thank you for calling.
KLOS,
hello!
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We're talking about cars that won't go faster than the speed limit.
So yeah, that technology's been around for a while in the commercial industry. So these trucks are, you can be in the middle of the desert and they will only go as fast as the sign that's posted.
It's so frustrating.
Wow, that's crazy.
I mean, you could be making up time, you know, then that's actually, in the long run, probably costing more because you could get to your destination quicker.
And as soon as you hit the state line, then you can go faster.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
If it says 35 miles an hour, your truck's only doing 35 miles an hour.
So frustrating.
Are you a driver?
I am.
Oh, my God, it must be so frustrating. First of all, I'm very jealous. I love the idea of being out there in the world.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome, but it's very frustrating when you can only go 2 miles an hour, actually, above the speed limit. That's a big issue.
That is frustrating.
So, yeah.
They're going to be going driverless here shortly.
Yeah, true.
They've already went across the United States without a driver.
Wow, really?
That is true.
Wow.
Listen, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there, so we need to disable that right away.
I'm a mechanic, so I know how to do it.
We're going to do what they say can't be done.
We're going to put you on hold and take your number.
Yeah, exactly. We got some business for you, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. He's not booing the song.
No.
He's booing cars that won't go faster than the speed limit.
They know what the speed limit is, and they're going to make you go that speed at
your,
the most.
Your thoughts?
Well, you know, I already got a 2011 Fiesta that barely even goes when I hit the gas pedal as it is. So
right.
Why do we need to add more cars that suck on the road?
Yeah, that's not the American way. You know, that's a good point. You know, it was supposed to be a muscle car that moves your ass.
Right? Hey, if we wanted to go the speed limit, I'd go to Japan where they obey the speed limit.
They don't have any fun.
Instead, I'm going to go to Germany where they have the, what do they call it? Autobahn.
Yes.
Woo! No speed limit.
Put a speed limit on that.
Woo! This world sucks.
What's the speed limit on the Autobahn?
It's like, I don't know. It's like 180 miles per hour.
All right. I'm okay with that.
I went there one time in a rental car, and
Did
it
you?
Was a really crappy rental car. Yeah. And I was going, like as fast as I could. And people were flying past me like I was stopped.
Well, that's what's going to happen here with anybody that buys these new crappy cars. This.
Give me five.
I got a lot of singing going on lately. I was never into singing in school.
Five songs in a row.
And some sort of theme? What's the theme today, young Kevin?
The theme is talk, talk.
Ah! Has talk in the title. If you can think of one, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. Shall we start with
AC/DC?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
It is Money Talks on KLOS.
Five songs in a row with a theme. It's Give Me Five, KLOS. Talk, talk is our theme. Thoughts?
Hey, Give Me Five. You guys got to do Talking Heads.
Talk to you later, the tubes. It is all about talk, talk. But what were you saying? You have an idea?
I have a suggestion for another theme for another day.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, what?
What about fights, battles, and wars?
Wow.
For example, Fight's a Good Fight, Battle of Evermore, and War Pigs, you know, just to throw a couple out.
I like it.
Good suggestions, man. Very good idea. We will keep that in mind. We'll steal your idea and claim it as our own.
All right.
So what do you got for us today? The theme is talk, talk.
How about talk dirty to me? Poison.
Poison.
I haven't played that on the radio in a very long time.
Well, we should do it.
Why do you laugh? What's wrong with Poison?
Zero. I love it. I'm on board. Were you at the stadium tour?
No. I wish I was.
Damn it! All right, man. Well, you got it. We will do it. Who are you?
All right. This is Alan from Anaheim.
Alan, thanks for calling and asking for these guys. Hello, KLOS. Give me five. Talk, talk.
Hey, for your 5 at 5, I like to hear Ain't Talking About Love.
Great suggestion. Thank you.
Who are you?
Derek.
Derek, good idea. Go ahead and take a bazillion out of petty cash.
All right, cool. Thanks a lot, man.
Tickets for you to see the LA Kings play the Seattle Kraken tomorrow night on the way, so keep listening for that. Right now it is Gimme 5. The theme is Talk, Talk. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how about the original Talk, Talk by Talk, Talk?
I was thinking about it.
There's a lot of talks in there.
Yeah, if we can find it, I'll do it, man.
You got it, brother. Thank you.
Dude, thanks.
KLOS, hello.
For talk, you guys have to do Talk, Talk by Talk, Talk.
Interesting.
Damn it. I wonder if it's in here.
It's a great suggestion. Let us look.
Yeah. All right, dude. Thanks for calling, man.
No problem.
Thank you.
Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Thank you. We're doing our Gimme 5. The theme is Talk, Talk.
I know. What about Talk Talk Bye? Talk Talk Hello.
KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have tickets for the LA Kings to take on the Seattle Kraken.
That's tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. If you'd like to go, we have a 4-pack of tickets.
Damn.
Call right now at 818-955-KLOS. And we'll play a little game.
Okay. All right. So caller 13, if you can play the game, wins the tickets?
Correct.
Nice. Good luck.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have LA Kings tickets. They take on the Seattle Kraken tomorrow night. KLOS, who's this?
It's me, Tony.
Hey, Tony. Your caller 13. You want to try to play to get the tickets for the LA Kings?
Oh, man. Let's do it.
Here's the question. Name either year that the Kings won the Stanley Cup.
Wow, if you can do that, you can go tomorrow night to the Kings game with three friends.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it sounds like the alarm is going off.
Someone's stealing your car.
It is. Yeah. I got to get ready for work. Yeah. I'm going to guess here. So let's do 2020.
Nope. Incorrect. Sorry.
Oh, no. Nope.
We better go get that guy who's stealing your car, dude. Yeah.
Thank you, man.
Better luck next time. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Hey.
Hey. Who are you? What's your name?
How are you?
What are you wearing to bed?
If you had a name, what would it be?
If I what?
If you had a name.
What would it be?
What do people call you?
Elvis.
Elvis, of course.
Yes.
Elvis. Have you left the building yet?
Elvis.
Not quite yet.
Name either year the Kings won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, the Kings won the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
He says as he looks up on the internet.
I need to guess.
No, 2017.
What?
2017.
No, sir.
Oh, man, the internet let you down.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there, who's this?
It's Paul.
Paul, name either year that the LA Kings won the Stanley Cup.
So that we can send you tomorrow with three of your friends to see them play.
2014.
Yes,
woo!
That is correct.
Woo!
2014. The other year was 2012.
You're going.
Nicely done. You got four tickets
awesome.
To see the LA Kings take on the Seattle Kraken tomorrow. As LA Kings hockey returns to Crypto.com Arena this week, get your tickets today at LAKings.com/tickets.
But not you, because you won.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Congrats, my friend.
Thank you.
That robot that you just showed, the running robot, you just posted that?
Yeah. At Kevin and Sluggo.
It would fit totally in that video for that song right there. I was in that post-apocalyptic world, and he would have been more than happy to run down the road and kill all the humans.
That
get
is very
here.
True.
Ah, creepy.
You've been watching the... are we going to do this first?
What?
This?
No. That's for later. That's sometime in 4 to 5.
Oh, between 4 and 5 o'clock, we have Halloween Horror Night tickets.
Yeah.
So listen for that.
Yeah.
Have you been watching all of the hurricane coverage?
Not really.
It's always semi-hilarious to me because they make the reporters stand out in it.
Yes.
And I'm not positive why.
I mean, they're getting hit by stop signs. They get, you know,
hit by tree branches.
Yeah.
Yes. They're standing in like knee-high water.
They get
and
blown over completely plenty of times.
They're not doing...
They can be electrocuted.
They're not doing any reporting.
No.
They're just fighting
to
stay alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's one woman who's extremely smart and
I saw her.
Protected her microphone.
Yes. This is brilliant.
With a little something that we like to call a condom. She actually put a condom on her microphone.
Because you get this horrible noise.
And you can't get it wet.
No.
Right?
Right.
So she puts a condom on it.
She's
and
like,
she got,
well, I got a few left over from last night that you didn't need.
My only question is how fast did she put it on? Because that'll tell us a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll tell us a lot about her. This is her now. This is her explaining to people
why the microphone looks so weird.
What it is. Yes, you're all right.
You can look at this mic. It won't get you pregnant. Don't worry.
It's a condom.
A lot of people are asking, what is on my microphone? It is what you think it is. It's a condom. It helps protect the gear. We can't get these mics wet. There's a lot of wind. There's a lot of rain. So we got to do what we got to do. And that is put a condom on the microphone.
First time I've ever seen that done.
Yeah, I haven't. I've never seen it either, and it is brilliant.
It seems brilliant, but it wouldn't sound great, would it?
I mean, it sounded okay. I was wondering how it would.
Put a little condom on my microphone. How does this sound?
Is it ribbed for
well,
her pleasure?
Sounds good.
Well, it's got a reservoir tip. Does that help? 95.5 KLOS on the California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Bear number 747 took the title of fattest bear in Alaska.
But I understand he cheated.
He didn't cheat. Somebody else tried to cheat for Bear 646.
Oh, 646.
It was an outrage.
It is.
But 747 still won.
Right on, Fat Bear.
In one American dollar, I won.
Woo!
One American dollar.
Yeah, I'll get that to you.
By getting four out of the top 10 longest running TV game shows.
And you forgot Price is Right, though, which was the first thing I thought of, but then I wouldn't have thought all the other ones. Listen, so well done.
And listen, I won the dollar.
Get you that dollar real soon,
I promise. And most people we talked to were not interested in driving a car that won't go faster than the speed limit.
How dare it? You mind your own business, stupid car.
Right?
I want you to go really fast. You're going really fast. All right, I'm off to drive really fast and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. $6,400. $6,400.
You didn't want that?
If you would like to have your shot to win your share of $100,000 and two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas, we will take caller 13 right now. The number is 818-955. KLOS, 818-955-KLOS, and you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Good luck!
At this particular point, the jackpot sits at $6,400. $6,400. It was the same contest yesterday. No one's gotten
it. That's right. Nobody's figured it out yet.
So $6,400, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, this is Eddie.
Eddie!
Hey!
Woo! Hey. You are caller 13.
Awesome, man. Awesome. I'm going to give this a shot. I haven't been really listening because I've been working a lot, but I'm going to give it a shot anyway.
Yeah, screw the man. You win yourself $6,400. You can take a week off.
All right. We're looking for the name of a former U.S. president. The last two guesses are Polk and Ford.
Screw those guys. That's not who we're looking for. Who do you have in mind?
I'm thinking Jimmy Carter.
The Peanut Man is incorrect.
Damn it!
Oh, man. Okay.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, Eddie.
Thank you.
Thank you. You pushed it to 6,600 next hour.
Yeah, sometime between 4 and 5, 6,600 if you think you want to play the $100,000 KLOS name game.
Dude, we gotta jettison this 6,600, man. We got to get it out of here soon.
Yes, we are going to do the KLOS $100,000 name game a little bit later on this hour.
A little later, but we got to get this money out of here.
Man. Not right now.
Sounds like something in Vegas, man.
It does, yes.
Makes me want to go to Vegas.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Melissa, you are caller 13.
Hi. No way. Oh, it's my gosh.
Yes way.
What do you think about the presidents of the United States of America, not the band?
I have three names to choose from.
Hold on. I'm looking for the name of a former U.S. president. We could tell you that the last two that were guessed were Jimmy Carter and James K. Polk.
It's all about the Jims for some reason. He's dead, Jim.
I know. I keep hearing the repeated names, and I'm like, no, 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 a new name.
For $6,600, yeah, what's your guess?
What is that new name you got?
I'm going to go with Ulysses S. Grant.
Monsieur Grant is incorrect.
I'm sorry.
Damn it.
I'm sorry. It's a good guess.
Damn it.
Thank you for calling.
I'm sorry we can't give you any dead presidents.
Do it next year. I mean, next hour. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, call back in a year, 2023.
Thank you.
Okay, I will.
All right, right on. Take care.
Bye.
It's going to be worth $6,800 sometime between 5 and 6.
Good luck.
Let's get another winner. I like how the late bell and getting winners.
Let's do the KLOS $100,000
yeah,
name game.
Yeah, let's do it. Play now.
It is up to $6,800.
Damn.
We will take caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Tell them kids to be quiet. Yelling. Make a phone call.
A lot of yelling.
God, what the hell, man?
Nothing but yelling.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Be good.
Woo! Name game.
For $6,800. KLOS, who's this?
This is Patrick.
Patrick.
Patrick, you're caller 13.
Boy, it's a lucky number today.
Yep,
yeah,
you get to
hell
play
yeah.
The KLOS $100,000 name game. As you know, we're looking for the name of a former U.S. president. The last two guesses have been Ulysses Grant and James Carter, Jimmy Carter.
Those were wrong!
Those were wrong guesses. So for $6,800...
What president are we thinking about in our brains?
I was thinking about President Truman.
President Truman is incorrect.
Sorry, man.
That's okay.
All right, thank you.
He had a hell of a movie, though.
Great show, a lot of fun.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
All right, tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
$7,000.
Heidi and Frank.
Fleetwood Mac released the album Tusk on this day in rock in 1977, 2 years after the insanely successful Rumours album. Remember Robert Plant and Jimmy Page getting together for that MTV special Unleaded? That aired on this day in rock in 1994. It took them 27 years to get over the fact they didn't like their own performance in the Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus BBC special that happened in 1968 with an all-star cast, but they finally released it on this day in rock back in 1996.